Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about the richness of life and how you can actually be rich in life by being financially prepared. Now, I'll tell you this. There's many of us in society that are taught to increase our credit score and taught to, you know, invest in your 401k and get a mortgage and all this stuff. And what I'm telling you guys today is to think about things at a deeper level than what the mainstream media does, what your friends do, and what society does as a whole. Now, we're taught to live paycheck to paycheck, to keep getting that promotion and earning a little bit more, and in turn, spending a little bit more. But have we ever thought to think about, wait a second, who's the one that's telling us this? Who's the one that creates the credit score? Who's the one that creates the mortgage products? And once you come to realize that this whole system is actually created to keep you as a debt slave, then you're going to take a step back and realize, wait a second, how can I try to opt out of this system that keeps me enslaved as a debt slave? You're not a physical slave in chains and all that, but you are a slave to the extent that you're in debt to someone else, and they financially control you. Now, through this, you know, the bottom line is this. We have near unlimited options. We can buy any car we want on earth. We can buy any home we want on earth, as long as we stretch ourselves thin enough. And I don't think that's the way to go about life. Ask yourself, rather than a home, looking at it and saying, oh, I can afford the payments, ask yourself, how can I pay this thing off as fast as possible? So if you buy a $300,000 house, let's just say you get approved for an $800,000 house, but you see a $300,000 house for sale. Well, you can pay off that $300,000 house in 2-3 years, go towards that option, maybe sell it in a couple of years, it'll appreciate, and then put that $350,000-$400,000 towards a $500,000-$600,000, and then keep moving up step by step. You don't need to be taking out 30-year loans because society does. You got to do what suits you. So, you know, I really think more of us, we need to take a step back and ask ourselves, what is richness in our own lives? Because at the end of the day, there's people that are rich. Literally, I heard a story of a guy on the beach in Mexico, and he was kind of like thinking about the American dream, and he was thinking about like the prison rat race that we're in, where we're always working for more and more money so we can get more and more objects, and then we can buy the house and the car we want, and then go on the vacation once a year. And he saw a guy on this beach, and he was selling coconuts. And this guy selling coconuts, he was probably making a couple bucks a day, tops. But he looked so happy, and during the middle of his shift, he went out and he swam in the warm water, got a nice tan, laid on the beach a little bit, and then he went back to selling coconuts. And I'll tell you this, that guy, physically, he's not wealthy. He doesn't have a lot of dollars. He doesn't have a lot of any of that stuff. But what he is rich in is he is rich in happiness and contentness doing what he's doing. He's not graying hair or balding or getting upset at his boss that he hates. He literally just goes about his life, does what he wants every day, and he's able to get by. Now, I'm not saying we all need to quit our jobs to sell coconuts on the beach, but I thought it was an interesting perspective and story because I think we are all taught to think and do things a certain way, when in reality, we should be trying to become a little bit more free. We're a free country, right? Isn't the American dream to do what you want and have the life you want? Then why are all of us trapped in this debt slavery wheel? So, you know, we really need to keep asking us, is richness for us traveling? Is richness for us maybe going and skydiving or going on hikes all day or going to yoga class at 10 a.m.? What is that? I know some people, they like the van life and they'll go and maybe they'll work out of their van, maybe at a coffee shop. They'll do 5 hours of freelance work a day or 2 hours a day, and then they'll hit the road. They just kind of live in a very free way. And, you know, I think this is where we need to like kind of look back and like we should never compare because everyone has different kind of goalposts to what they see as success. So some, they see it as raising kids at a young age. Some, no kids at all, you know? And you can't compare the two by any means. Some can't have kids. I mean, there's a million different factors that can happen. I know some people as well that they like yoga so much where their life revolves around going to yoga retreats around the world. That's pretty cool. You know, I also know a lot, they do want that material realm. They want that nice home and a nice zip code with a sports car, and they want other people to look up and admire them. And I think that's fine, and I have nothing against that, or I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you got to ask, is that richness to you, or were you chasing an illusion? Were you chasing something that maybe you shouldn't have been chasing because it won't give you the fulfillment you need? So how can we be more rich? And I think we need to find ways to set that strong foundation. And I think it all starts with education. It starts with your connections and your network and your family and friends. It starts with your ability to look to the future and look at your career. What kind of career do you want? We know this. We know you probably know someone that's rich in relationships. Think about the person that comes to mind. Reach out to them today. Who do you know that's rich in relationships where you see them at a bar or a restaurant? They can go talk to anybody. You know, and I guarantee you know someone rich in religion and spirituality. They know all the prayers. They go religiously. They are on top of that. Or athletics. There's those people that go to the gym twice a day. They're getting pumped. Their body is super well put together, and they are just loving life. And I know also people that are just lifelong academics. They just love reading books, and they're rich in different ways and experiences. Maybe they're happy or not with that, but the point is, we all have different areas where we're strong in, and I think it's important to recognize that. So what we need to do is this. We need to put ourselves in a situation where, I love this question. Imagine you have all the money in the world, all the Bitcoin, all the fiat in the world, and you woke up tomorrow. What would you do? And I'm sure many of you guys would go to Italy or go on a yacht and, you know, celebrate life and just live life to the fullest, travel for a bit or buy a nice house. But no, what I'm asking you is, what would you do? The drinking and the partying and the living lavishly, it will eventually get old. You need to produce something. If you had to produce something and you had all the money in the world, what would you produce? And oftentimes, the answer to that is what you really should be doing. Because at any moment, you can run into money. Or at any moment, you should see some of the things that people and investors invest in. There's avenues out there that you can run into capital through investors and through other things. So what I urge everyone to do is to think about that. What will enhance your financial well-being and give you the life that you truly want? And really think about this question, because life is short. We always got to find our purpose. I think mine personally, what will enhance my life and give me the one that I truly want? I think, honestly, it would be to podcast every day, maybe have a small business where I sell different products online that is Bitcoin related. That's something that I think will enhance my life, give me a meeting, help me talk about economics, finance, all the stuff I love. And it gives me meaning. It gives me happiness. I can talk about it all day long. So it's something that brings me happiness. But think about it. What is it to you? And if you're doing something just for the money, that's fine in the short term. But over the medium and long term, think about, will that make you happy? And maybe it's not even chasing. Maybe it is something as simple as saving up 10 grand and traveling Europe or Southeast Asia for a couple months. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. As always, please feel free to subscribe, like, comment, share it around if you liked it. And I will keep seeing you guys, and I'll see you in the next one. Have a good day.